Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature center paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community. And welcome to Nature Mystic with Selena Fox, a podcast where we enjoy encore presentations of topics covered by Circle Sanctuary Senior Minister Selena Fox from her previous podcasts, Circle Craft Studies, Nature Folk, and others. In tonight's encore from July of 2021, Selena discussed ways of enhancing spiritual understanding and development through rituals, visuals, affirmations, meditations, observations, reflections, prayers, chants, study, service, nature communion, dream crafting, and other forms of sacred practice that could be incorporated into daily life.
Welcome to Circle Craft Study with Selena Fox. This is Selena Fox, and tonight we're going to be exploring daily spiritual practice. Daily spiritual practice is a foundation principle of the Circle Craft tradition. What form it takes among students and practitioners depends on the practitioner. I'm going to share with you tonight some possibilities for a daily spiritual practice and even guide some experiences. And then at the end of that sharing time, there'll be an opportunity for those of you who are listening live to share your own understandings, experiences, questions, and comments about daily spiritual practice. Daily spiritual practice involves doing one or more types of spiritual work on a daily basis. In so doing, you not only develop skills in the practice, but the core of this is to strengthen your connection with divine dimensions, the divine that's within you and around you, and in all the sacred directions that are honored as part of the Circle Craft experience. Why do spiritual practice on a daily basis? It can help you deepen your understanding of the spiritual dimensions of life. It can help develop skills in particular forms of consciousness development and exploration. And it lays the groundwork for greater spiritual growth and development, understanding, knowledge, wisdom. By increasing one's spiritual wisdom through daily spiritual practice, one is able to be more present in whatever one does and to have greater access to sacred guidance coming from within. How does one go about starting a daily spiritual practice? Where does one begin? One begins by reflecting on possibilities, considering that as a lifestyle choice, and setting in motion a plan to start having this be part of daily life. I suggest starting by picking one form of spiritual activity and a place and a time that is consistent every day. I think one of the easiest ways to begin a daily spiritual practice is upon awaking. As you awake, reflect a few moments on what dreams you have experienced. Reflect on the actual dream imagery and actions that you recall, and to take this practice to its next level, have a journal in which you write down your dreams from the night. To take that practice of dreamcraft further, after one has developed skills in remembering, reflecting, and writing the dreams down, then start working with the dreams in written exercises. One of the written exercises that I like to do as part of dream work is after I have written down the dream, is I give that dream a name. I title it. And I follow that by reflecting on the dream holistically, the dream as a whole, and intuiting a message of something that I could put into action during the day or in the near future. And I make a note of that. Dreamcraft is a really powerful sacred practice. And as one grows in that practice, one not only becomes more skilled in the remembering of dreams and the processing of dreams, but the understanding of dreams and the ability to incubate dreams before one goes to sleep, calling on dreams as a form of communication from the wisdom within, to give you guidance on a particular issue or in life in general. Dream work is a really powerful form of daily spiritual practice. Another form of daily spiritual practice that one can consider weaving into one's life is that of gratitude. As one awakens, one gives thanks for one's time in sleep. And if one's had dreams, dream guidance, whether one's chosen to actually write it down and do a lot of work with dreams or not, one can simply say, I give thanks for the dreams in the night, and I give thanks for this day that is beginning. And likewise, at the end of the day, giving thanks for the day's activities and giving thanks for the sleep and dream time to come. One can also practice gratitude throughout the day. And that gratitude can take a number of different forms. A spiritual practice that I grew up with, which came out of my upbringing as a Christian, was grace at mealtime. as a pagan practitioner now, I don't call it grace, but I do take a moment as I partake of each meal to be thankful for the food, for the beverages that I am taking in, and for those who had a part in bringing them into being. No matter who was cooking and who was farming, those in the grocery, but to basically not only give thanks for the food and the beverage themselves, but all of those who have been part of the process of having them come to me for nurturance. In particular, the plants, and for animal products, the creatures. Gratitude also can take the form of a gratitude reflection. To take a few moments out of a day and call to mind what is right with life. What are you thankful for? Small things in particular. Things that you might take for granted because they're so much a regular part of day-to-day life. The ability to walk, mobility, if that is part of your path. The being thankful for being alive, for being in the place that is your home or wherever you happen to be. Having a gratitude attitude not only is part of the great circle of spiritual practice, which can include invocation, affirmation, prayers, asking for assistance, honoring the divine, doing offerings, but it's giving thanks. It brings full circle to requests that one may make of others, of the divine in different forms, of others in one's life. Having gratitude completes that circle. And it also has been shown in studies to be great for mental well-being. Taking time out and reflecting on a glass half full creates a positive attitude more than focusing on the glass half empty and what one doesn't yet have. So by having gratitude as a day-to-day practice, it starts becoming part of your way of looking at the world. It may take some practice at first. You may want to pause for each meal or snack that you have, or you may want to make a time, such as at midday when you take a lunch break or some other break, and to just take a few moments and give thanks. Another spiritual practice that is a good starting place has to do with working with relaxation through breathing awareness. Letting yourself sit comfortably for a few moments, and you may want to do this in the morning when you get up, and again at night before you go to sleep. Letting your back be straight, feet on the floor, hands resting comfortably in the lap. Some people like to have the palms up. Some like them resting comfortably on the thighs. Taking a deep, slow breath in. Holding it for a few moments and then exhaling. Holding the out breath for a few moments and then repeating that process. Breathing in, hold, breathing out, hold, breathing in, hold, breathing out, hold, And through that rhythm, by breathing deeply, you not only change the mix of oxygen coming into your system, but it can help create a very soothing, relaxing rhythm for your whole being. And after doing some intentional, relaxed breathing, then just coming to be for a few moments, shifting your focus from your breathing to just being. Doing this very simple breathing practice really is a great way to start the day, and it's also good for breaks during the course of the day. Or if you find yourself having some problem-solving moments, some challenges during the day, it gives you a chance to collect yourself, to disengage from the stress of some challenge you might be faced with, and allowing yourself to reset and regroup and to connect with deeper parts of your consciousness where wisdom and other ways of looking at things can emerge. Some people like to do some form of positive statement, sometimes known as an affirmation, on a daily basis. I give thanks for this day. I give thanks for life. That's an example of an affirmation and gratitude. Or if you want to rev yourself up, I am full of energy and am achieving my best. I celebrate my creativity. I bring forth the best that I can be at this moment. So in a way, it's like giving yourself a pep talk. And some people just go for a more simple form of affirmation in the form of a chant, taking a word or a phrase and repeating it over and over as a kind of spoken or thought meditation. It's been my experience that if you are in a setting in which you can actually verbalize it rather than just think it, then you are actually going to have even more value from it. Certainly in a world with many inputs, this information age, and so many different things that can come to be, one may need to connect with inner peace during the course of the day, or to have an inner peace break. So to do the inner peace affirmation, one would sit comfortably and then speak in a peaceful way. Inner peace, inner peace, inner peace, inner peace. Or could sing it, inner peace, inner peace, inner peace. And after making that affirmation chant for a time, to just sit and be. Some other possibilities for spiritual practice during the course of the day would be to sit down with a journal or a sketchbook, to do creative writing or doodling or both, to allow yourself to write what you're thinking, to write what you're feeling, to create a poem, to write about an experience, to freeform sketch and make art. What form of journaling you choose to do is up to you. But in so doing and having a journal set aside for that purpose, you stimulate the creative dimensions of yourself, as well as have this nurturing your soul within. I like to use for journaling a small spiral-bound notebook with blank pages. And I carry that with me when I travel, and sometimes I'll carry it with me at different places within my home. And I not only will write down inspirations and reflections, but ideas for some projects that might come to me. I write down dreams. I write down experiences. I make notes of rituals, of chants I've created. And it becomes part workbook, part spiritual notebook, part diary, part journal. What are some additional forms of spiritual practice to choose from? Meditation. The meditation that you do could take a variety of different forms. If you're going to begin with meditation to start daily spiritual practice, then pick a meditation that is basic and something you've had some familiarity with. You could do a meditation on breath, the relaxed breathing. Do that for a time and then just sit quietly. You can do another form of meditation, which is a movement meditation, standing in place and moving your body, swaying side to side, playing some music, recorded music, singing, or playing with a musical instrument such as a drum or a singing bowl, moving with the music, moving meditation, taking a walk in nature as a nature communion meditative walk. As you walk, you notice the different types of plants and creatures, of smells and sounds, of sensations, colors, patterns, energies, and walking not in a rush, but at a pace in which you can observe what is around you and be one with it. In a sitting meditation, one can do a meditation in which one clears one's mind. As thoughts would come through, just let them float by, fly by like a wind, taking them away and returning to more of a clear mind. Or a sitting meditation can be really focused to pick a particular symbol or a word or a phrase and let that be your focus. For example, the image of a sun radiating out in many directions, holding that in your mind's eye, letting that be the sole focus of your awareness. And by using a focal point, you may, after you've developed skills in visualization and single focus meditation, then let the meditation itself evolve, where you experience that sun in the example as starting to be around you, being in you. You become the sun. You experience the sun above you. You experience the sun throughout the course of the year. The meditation may grow and change as your ideation and your focal choices for sun changes, or whatever your focal point is. And certainly, one form of meditation that many people do and don't even realize it's a meditation is the morning shower or the morning bath, or it can be the brushing of the teeth. Yes, what you might consider a mundane hygiene task can itself be a meditation. You may want to silently chant as you are scrubbing your teeth or washing your face, or you may just consider yourself glowing and radiating, preparing yourself for the day. So daily spiritual practice can be taking what you might consider an ordinary routine and adding a spiritual dimension to it. And it can be something in its own right. One of my favorite daily spiritual practices when I am out and about with other people is intentionally smiling, letting goodwill from deep within oneself honestly, authentically come forth with that smile, to actually radiate love, sharing, joy, well-being through a smile. And in a way that's not intense or intrusive, but more of a glow. It's amazing how smiling as you walk about a city street and letting a smile come forth, how that not only can brighten the day of others that may encounter the smile, but in so doing, the added bonus is that smile magic can uplift one's own spirit. It's a way of adding love and joy into the larger part of the day. And it doesn't take a lot of effort. Another aspect of spiritual practice that could be done on a daily basis is to create a time in the day to study, to take in new information and reflect on that. This could take the form of reading a passage in a favorite book, or it could be reading a chapter or more in a book that you're working on. It could take the form of reading an article or a news report on the internet. Study also can take a more auditory form, listening to a podcast, listening to instructional tapes or CDs or some kind of seminar that's been recorded. Study could take an AV form, learning about something by watching a short video of your choosing. Having study as part of your regular spiritual practice not only can stimulate your knowledge dimension of self, but it is a way of keeping your mind flexible and open to new information. The path of service as a form of spiritual practice is something that many people do. This could be conceptualizing what paid or volunteer job you might be doing during the course of the day as service, not only for its own sake, but seeing it as an outpouring of your own self to the larger world of which we are a part, and giving service, and also having the receiving of the experience of doing that service work. It can take the form of spontaneous good deeds, helping somebody that you see in need, calling up a friend that you have not talked with for a while and checking on them, seeing how they're doing, sharing your affection for that person. It can take a variety of different forms. Another part of daily spiritual practice can be the process of preparing for sleep. And in preparing for sleep, it is good to create a ritual or routine, especially if you find you aren't getting enough sleep or you have difficulty getting to sleep. Having a sleep ritual or a sleep practice can really aid that. First of all, make sure that the room where you're going to be sleeping is darkened. If there are electronic devices in there, power them down, turn them off, so you don't have the electric and electronic lights interfacing with you. If there are sounds around, do your best to have a quiet as well as a darkened sleeping environment. And then prior to getting into bed, do an affirmation, a prayer, a blessing to greet the realm of sleep. I lay myself down to sleep. May I sleep well, be rested. May I remember and understand any dreams that I have. I give thanks for sleep and ask for renewal through rest. That's an example of a prayer that one can do before going to sleep. Now, I have some dream aids that I have next to my bed. Some people like to work with a small sachet of mugwort, a dream pillow. So if you're trying to do some dream incubation, or you're working on remembering your dreams, in addition to doing a blessing, a prayer before you go to sleep, take that mugwort sachet out, push it in your hands, take a whiff of it, and invite the spirit of the mugwort to aid you in your dream work. And then place that pillow under your regular pillow as a symbol of mugwort being a guide for you. I'd like to conclude my overview of different types of daily spiritual practice by guiding a greet the day ceremony that I do as part of my own practice. I like to do this right away in the morning. I do my dreams and then go through my morning routine and then do an honoring at my main altar inside of Bridget, Bride, Brigantia, Breeze. She's known by many names. I do an honoring of her and invite her guidance and inspiration for me during the day. And then I head out to my front porch where, regardless of the weather, it's a covered porch, fortunately, I do my greet the day ceremony. I face each of the sacred directions. I stretch my hands out as I face each of those directions, honoring as I first have my hands out, and as I call on the forces of each direction and element, then taking that in to myself. And then I conclude by greeting the day and asking for guidance. And so I'd like to guide you in this short ceremony. For myself, I begin, as I do with other circle craft tradition rituals, with the north, and work with the element earth in the north, air in the east, fire in the south, water in the west, spirit in the center. In addition to those five elements of nature, I also connect with the five dimensions of human life. So in north, earth, there is the physical realm. That's one's body, it's one's home, one's physical and financial well-being. Air, east, the mind, the intellect, rational, analytical side, cognitive functionings, one's intelligence, the mind. South, fire, the dimension of will and action, behavioral realm. West, water, the emotional and relational realm, feelings and relationships with others. Center, spirit, soul, the core self, self with a capital S, divine self, divine within and around. And in that center direction of spirit, I also work with the sacred sphere, the cosmos above, the planet and land beneath, the union of all of that at that center nexus point, and the divine that's within myself and around, experiencing myself as part of that larger circle of nature. So the words that I use, I will share with you as I invite you to go around the sacred circle with me. Powers of North, powers of Earth, I greet you, I honor you, I welcome you into my day. Bless my body and my home with well-being. Powers of East, powers of Air, I greet you, I honor you, I welcome you into my day. Bless my mind with wisdom, knowledge, understanding. Powers of South, powers of Fire, I greet you, I honor you, I welcome you into my day. Bless me and my will and my actions today, that I make good choices, that I work with my creative spirit for the good of all. Powers of West, powers of Water, I greet you, I honor you, I welcome you into my day. Bless me and my emotional health. Bless me with emotional well-being. Aid me in my relations with others. Powers of Center, powers of Spirit, I greet you, I honor you, I welcome you into this day. Aid me as I join together in all that I do today. May I be one with Spirit. May I walk in balance. May I be of service. May I have harmony and inner peace. Powers of sky, powers of cosmos, that which is above, I greet you, I honor you, I welcome you into my day. Come, help me understand my part in that larger universe. Guide me, inspire me, help me. Powers of land, powers of planet, that which is below, I greet you, I honor you, I welcome you into my day. Help me walk in balance with others here on this land and in this world. Guide me and help me, renew me and give me strength. Divine that is within me, divine that is around me, I greet you, I honor you, I invite you to continue to be with me throughout this day and beyond. May I be in harmony with the greater circle of nature of which I am part. So mote it be. And that took just a few moments. And each morning, I face each of the directions and do a form of that. And for me, it is a way of strengthening my connections with each of those nine sacred directions, the four compass points, the midpoint in the center, above, below, within, and around. And it also activates more fully my connection with that divine that's within me and around me. And it plugs me in for the day to the sacred. Yes, the sacred is with us all the time, but by actually doing a ritual and by facing each of the directions, moving my hands, moving my body, using words, using gestures, visualization, that engages different aspects of myself. And it awakens me, and it activates me. And I find that to be a really wonderful daily spiritual practice. So what can you take from tonight and this spectrum of different types of spiritual practices? Well, first of all, I hope that you'll take some time to reflect on what you are doing every day as part of your own spiritual practice, if you have one, and what you might want to add to your daily life to enhance your own spiritual practice. Something else I would invite you to take from tonight, as you've listened to each of these examples of types of spiritual practice that you can work with, is to try something new out that you haven't done before. It could be doing some kind of chant for a few minutes every day, or you could do toning, where you aren't actually using words, but you're using a sound. Or it could be simply standing with your hands outstretched right out after you get out of bed and just feeling alive and grateful for being awake and celebrating the day, or doing a very simple, may this day be good in every way, some type of chant or well wish for yourself. So as we conclude this part, I invite you to reflect on the different dimensions of spiritual practice. And if it seems right to do so, after listening to this podcast, whether you're listening live or later, take a few moments. Get some paper and pen out, or if you prefer to use a tablet or your computer or whatever, and jot down some notes. What is with you in uppermost in your mind? What kinds of thoughts have been stimulated by this presentation, and what occurs to you as something that you may want to do to try out for the next several days as part of a way of deepening your experience of spirituality to help you grow spiritually. Thank you all for tuning in. And now we're going to shift in these last few minutes to some comments, dialogue, messages that might have been in the chat room, or if you choose to call in, then that also is a possibility. You can call in at 347-308-8222. So I want to welcome into the conversation David Ewing, and want to thank you for being part of both of Circle Sanctuary's weekly shows. Tonight's the Tuesday night Circle Craft Study with Selena Fox, that's this show, and Pagan Warrior Radio. So good evening, David.
And Jeanette just came home about 5 minutes ago.
Excellent. So I also have Jeanette, and I want to welcome her and also thank her for being part of both of Circle Sanctuary's weekly shows.
Hello.
Hi.
So comments, feedback, the topic of daily spiritual practice.
Yeah. Well, some of the comments from the chat, there's Lady Stitches commented that she takes, we're talking about doing things every day to connect, and she was talking about she takes a moment every morning when she's watering her garden to just feel the earth beneath her feet and pay attention to what she's feeling and giving thanks. And I think that's probably a great idea when you're out there working with the land and with the plants and with, you're really directly connecting with Mother Earth at that point, to do that, take that opportunity to connect.
I think that's wonderful, and you not only are involved in doing the watering, but you're actually actively engaging with the environment that you're part of.
Right.
I like going barefoot. Of course, in the winter, I'm not necessarily running around in the snow barefoot, but I've been known to do that on occasion. But being able to put the feet on the ground is a really powerful way of connecting with that larger world that we're part of.
Oh, definitely. When you're out there working with the earth or working in the garden or whatever, barefoot, feeling the grass and the mud, and you're right there in connection with it. It's a great way to really connect with the earth. And, when they talk about the visualization of imagining roots, extending down from your feet into the earth to, for grounding and centering and stuff. If you're standing on the ground barefoot, that's just perfect. And with the mother. And somebody else mentioned that they use drumming. I guess this is part of the daily practice. They do drumming to connect with the divine.
I think that is a wonderful daily practice. And whether one has a djembe or a dumbek or a dundun or a frame drum or some other form of drum, being able to have that sacred sound. And, one of my favorite drum sounds is to do the heartbeat rhythm, and relaxing, meditative, and to have a form of drum magic on a daily basis is just fabulous.
It is, and there's something about the way the drum beat kind of resonates with a certain level of with energy within your mind and stuff, too, that kind of helps you connect with that, kind of shift out of the normal awakening mindset.
Yeah, well, for me personally, I would think that would be better for me to do like towards the end of the day rather than morning as a way to get myself connected.
Yeah, and I know that there are different rhythm patterns that can have different effects, and how fast and how loud one does a drum beat can also impact where one's energy is. If one has had a long day and one chooses to disengage from the stresses of a work day, for example, by being at home and doing some drumming, well, one may find some type of heartbeat rhythm really helpful. If one's starting the day, one might do the very same thing. Or if one is feeling in need of getting some energy, one can beat the drum rapidly, letting energy come through with the sound of the drum, and that can help renew and energize.
Right. So, yeah, you can use the drum to kind of get your energy going for the morning, or use it also to kind of ground yourself down and bring yourself down and get ready for sleep. It just sort of depends on, you know, like you say, the rhythm, the speed, you know, variety of things. It's pretty versatile in that respect.
Yeah, are there some additional examples from you all or from the chat of some spiritual practices that have been favorite ones?
Well, you mentioned journaling earlier in the discussion. You talked
right.
about journaling about your dreams or just doing daily journal time. And I think for a lot of us, at least a lot of people that I've talked with and myself, that it is kind of a difficult thing to do for a lot
mm-hmm.
of folks and take that time to write, you know, what do you write, how much do you write, how, you know, what do you, and to do that. So that's sort of a difficult thing. I think it's something, one of those things that we try, that we've Jeanette and I have both kind of gone back and forth, and we've tried to get into the habit of journaling because there is value in it. When you do journal, you kind of get that, it's a good way to kind of get the, straighten out the thoughts that you have in your mind, especially at the end of the day, to
mm-hmm.
reflect on what went on during the day so you're more receptive and ready for your dream time in the evening.
Yes, and there is a new form of journaling that I have been experimenting with for that very reason you're talking about. I usually do my journaling by writing longhand, but there are times where, in addition, I mean, how many spiritual practices do you weave into a morning? And there is some time constraints there, and sometimes I am out on the road on speaking tours and things, and I'm in environments that I'm not accustomed to, and I have places to go and things, and my sleeping rhythms may be quite disparate, and I'm having opportunities to keep my spiritual practice going, but perhaps in some creative ways. So one of the things that I have done on occasion is to use my computer to do short bits of journaling. It can be in the form of an email to myself or a post on Twitter or Facebook. And that may sound kind of an odd form of journaling, but I've sometimes used that as something that I do before I go in. I do a lot of work at a computer during the course of the day. I'm doing a lot of networking and writing and that type of thing. So sometimes I will, in addition to doing any written work, which is usually dream-related in the morning or brainstorm capturing and putting them down, I will begin my work at the computer by doing, even if it's only a couple sentences, something creative that is a way of letting that spark kind of go out into my computer setting. And I've been experimenting with it, and part of, I guess, deciding about a spiritual practice is trying it out for a time. I think those who want to experiment with a new form of spiritual practice would do well by trying it out for at least a week before making a determination of whether to integrate it, incorporate it into a daily routine. Because sometimes the first few times that somebody tries something, it doesn't really resonate. It can take a while to get that happening. But I think the important thing is to have at least one or two things that one does consistently every day, and then to start weaving around that some additional things as one grows one's spiritual practice. Well, I can see from the clock that we are about out of time. I want to thank everyone for tuning in live and listening later, and invite everyone to stay tuned for the Pagan Priest Show. I want to thank David and Jeanette. I want to thank everyone with the Pagans Tonight Radio Network for continuing to support our Circle Sanctuary podcast on Tuesday night and on Saturday night with the Pagan Warrior Radio. I also invite listeners to go to www.circlesanctuary.org to learn more about Circle Sanctuary, www.selenafox.com to learn more about me and the work that I'm doing. And the best place to follow me in the social networking media, I occasionally will do tweets, but I have a Selena Fox Updates page on Facebook, and that's a really good place to stay current with what I've been doing, what I am doing, and what I will be doing in the realm of teaching and ritual facilitation. I look forward to having David and Jeanette join us for Green Spirit Festival, which is at the end of this month in July. And we're going to be doing the opening ritual together, so I look forward to seeing you all then.
I am pagan, and I'm proud. I am pagan, gonna shout it loud. I am pagan, want the world to know. Follow the goddess, cause she rocks my soul. Don't need your Bible, I got the wisdom of the crone. Don't need your heaven, into this life I'm reborn. No Ten Commandments, one fills the bill, and it harm none to what you will. I am pagan, and I'm proud. Are you pagan?
I am pagan.
Are you pagan?
Thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.